It was already dark on this wintry February afternoon when Sergeant Mims drove General Patton to 22 Mount Street in the back of the huge American Embassy on Grosvenor Square, now becoming known as Eisenhower Platz. The big Packard came to a stop in front of a low brownstone whose undersized front door opened into a small and dark hall. Patton jumped out and looked at the shabby little house with quizzical eyes, then said to Colonel Codman, who was taking him to his new flat,
"Whoever picked this goddamn place has a genius for cloak and dagger. It seems to be the ideal hideout for a fellow like me they're trying to keep under wraps."
His flat was on the second floor. Patton and Codman groped their way up the steps on the dark staircase, and Codman rang the bell, which sounded soft and sweet, like the giggle of a bunch of naughty angels. The door was opened promptly by a United States Army corporal, obviously detailed to take care of the establishment. When he saw the new tenant, he came stiffly to attention and stood there saluting as Patton, motionless and mute on the threshold, surveyed the apartment he would henceforth call his own. In the dim, indirect lighting, he saw a paneled foyer opening into a dainty sitting room, with period furniture, thick carpet, and exotic prints. Expecting even worse, Patton roared at the corporal,
"God damn it, show me my bedroom!"
It was a chintzy boudoir, the walls and curtains all pink, enormous mirrors everywhere, even on the ceiling. It had a cushy white bear rug on the parquet, by a huge bed lying low and lascivious, as Codman described it, under its embroidered silk covers.
"Jesus," Patton said, confounded. "An Anglican bordello?"
Then, catching his breath, he turned on Codman.
"Who the hell picked this goddamn brothel for me?"
"General Lee, sir," Codman said.
"He did it to spite me, the son of a bitch," he roared.
It was the most feminine setup anyone could find for the Army's most masculine general, and it was even more than just ordinarily feminine. It had been the abode of one of London's most popular and prosperous courtesans, who, until her recent eviction, had practiced her trade on these pretty premises. More specifically, on the giant bed under the glistening mirror on the ceiling. Patton was suffocating. As soon as Patch arrived, he told him,
"Sandy, let's get the hell out of this goddamn crib. I'd rather be shot in the streets than spend an evening sitting around this sink of iniquity."